You know, sometimes I get put out by the hypocrisy of our news media, and that includes all of them, the conservative channels as well as the liberal channels. Most of you have heard about it. You know, the Saudi Arabian journalist who entered into one of their embassies in Turkey, and they killed him, dismembered him, and put him out with the trash. Congressmen are denouncing this. News outlets from every station are in outrage against this. But when I hear this, I'm thinking, hey, what about the millions of people who enter into, of all places, a health clinic? There they are killed, dismembered, and body parts are salvaged for sale, and the remainder are put out with the trash. So what are they saying about that? Are they in an uproar about that? Does this keep our congressmen awake at night? Does our news media ever denigrate those who do such things? I think not. I'm off of my soapbox now. And let's get into the lesson.
The man in the tree. You know the story. In the 19th chapter of the book of Luke, when the people found out that he was going home with the publican to have lunch or dinner, they began to murmur among themselves, and they said, "He is going home to be a guest with a sinner, a publican." Well, Jesus had often been accused of drinking too much, eating too much, spending too much time with the happy hour crowd and with the women of the street. They had often accused him of excess, wine blibber, a glutton, they called him. But Jesus answered them with these words in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost." Isn't that just like Jesus? Willing to go anywhere for anyone at any time. He didn't let the crowd decide his agenda. He didn't let the crowd decide who he would talk to or when he would talk to them. He talked to the woman at the well. He talked to Nicodemus late one night. Jesus will talk to anybody about their salvation if only they will approach him. And approach him, Zacchaeus did. Zacchaeus did what he knew he had to do. Inside of Zacchaeus was that feeling of urgency. Even though he didn't know that this was his last chance, he felt that he must do whatever he must do in order to get to see Jesus. Kind of like the man with the four friends who was going to take him to Jesus. And when they got there, the crowd was just too big. But that didn't stop these four friends. They felt an urgency. They felt that they must get this man to Jesus, even though they would have to raise the roof in order to do it. Sometimes it takes the second try. Sometimes it takes another effort, another route. You know, the devil is not going to make it easy for you to have access to the Lord. He will throw everything in your path. He will hinder you in any way that he can, because he does not want you to get to Jesus. And now I want to move your attention down to the 12th verse of chapter 19 of the book of Luke. "Therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered unto them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come."
All hail.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.